James chapter 2, beginning with verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says that he has faith but has no works? Such faith cannot save him, can it? If a brother or sister needs clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you tells them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat well," but does not give them what their body needs, what good is it? So also, such faith, if it is alone and has no works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You believe that God is one. Good for you. Even the demons believe that and shudder. But do you want proof, you mindless person, that such faith without works is dead? Wasn't Abraham our father shown to be righteous by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? You see that his faith was working together with his works, and by his works his faith was shown to be complete. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." He was also called God's friend. You see, that a person is shown to be righteous by works and not by faith alone. In the same way also, wasn't Rahab the prostitute shown to be righteous by works when she welcomed the spies and sent them out another way? For just as the body without breath is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.